This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, and we now have a treat of every 2 weeks. We have Jonathan Gray on. Jonathan, of course, your website is beforeus.com, beforeus.com, and you're a spiritual light from the Southern Hemisphere that covers the whole world. You're one of what I call a series of people with an apostolic prophetic calling to tell people not only the ancient archaeology proves the Bible is correct, but even ancient books like the one you did use, the sting of the scorpion, that God even put his plan of salvation into the star systems and the occultation of planets before astrology became perverted by the Babylonians and others. You've done some amazing work in your recent book. It was dealing with your video series. I'd like to mention first, but you also have this book we call Will You Survive? And of course we were kind of mainly talking about this today, and these are all biblical principles. But mention your website and the video series and this, how they can get this in many other ebooks at beforeus.com. I don't think I can hear Jonathan right now. I don't know if we lost our connection. But let's see. Yeah, Jonathan, are you there? I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I can't hear you now, yeah. I'd like you to kind of highlight your website, beforeus.com, beforeus.com, and the video series you recently talked about last number of months, and the new book now, the new ebook, but there's dozens of ebooks that are amazing, and videos that you put out that are very instructive to tell people the archaeological proof of the nature of the world, which is biblically validated, but also even the means of survival in your book, latest book called Will You Survive? And unfortunately, I think the question before they say, will you survive, is do you want to survive? In a world of chaos, it's coming very quickly. I saw Dr. Peter Pry, P-R-Y, who's on our commission for EMP, protection from solar coronal mass ejections, cyber attacks, and nuclear attacks by rogue nations like North Korea, Venezuela, and Iran. What people don't understand is the biblical principles of survival are there, and the first question people should realize is God is with us, but he gives us a time of grace to prepare, and if we don't prepare, we are going to die. And people should ask the first question, do I want to survive? And then, will you survive follows if they follow the biblical principles, they're going to make it, because God is with us. But he does give us a period of grace, but if we don't take it, we die. And that's just the way it is. So tell us about your website and these videos, and then let's get into the book.
Okay. The website is www.beforeus.com, beforeus.com. Now, that main page actually gives access also to one of our latest video series, DVD series, which is The Vatican, Islam, and Jerusalem. And this is not only important, it is the news before it happens, because Bible prophecy foretells events and history fulfills Bible prophecy. Very important to bear in mind. But will we survive? Of course, I'm getting emails from people. I had one just the other day, and this man said, frankly, I am scared, I'm frightened at what's coming on the earth. What's going to happen to me? Even my little boy said, I feel scared, Daddy. I'm frightened. And here we have a husband, a father who's frightened of what's coming on the earth. We have a little boy who's frightened. And he said, my wife has no ears. She's trying to shut everything out because she's afraid to think about it. Now, there was millions of people in that position right now, and 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ himself, in looking forward to our day, said, upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, with no way out. And he said, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear of what's coming on the earth. Well, we certainly see this happening. But there's no need to be afraid if we know our Saviour, who loves us, and we know how to survive. He's given us all the outline, and it's possible to come through all this without fear.
Right. People put financial blocks on it. They think, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough resources. If you listen to the principles in your book, you can take away each of those issues and dissemble them and realize that it's not your problem alone, it's a collective problem. As I say, it takes not just two rich people to survive in a compound, it takes, in a sense, a village of co-surviving believers in the Most High God that have planned and strategically advanced their plan to get out of the big cities and start planning to be not downwind of a nuclear reactor, not near a fault zone, not near a tsunami zone, to actually plan where you're going to be in your own home country or another place in the world. You need to start planning now, because I believe that we're in the first of the seven fat years, and at the end of the three and a half false fat years that are going to occur in the second term of President Trump, we're going to have all hell break loose in 2025 and thereafter. And people aren't prepared for that. And we do have time, but that time's going to run out, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it's going faster than we realize.
Right.
Look, we're already at the end of April, 4 months have gone, and where are we? What have we done? What
right.
have we done about planning our own future?
So let's get into it, of course. By the way, I want to mention that video series, too, that people can get, which is pretty amazing. What's the title of that video series?
We were talking about the Islam one or the Modern Miracles one?
The Islam one and the Modern Miracles. Mention both of those.
Okay. One of the series we've got available, and on my website, it's actually right up near the top of the page on the left-hand side in the pink square box. Click on the Vatican, Islam, and Jerusalem, and that gives access to ordering. We've put out another series because this is very important. It's only as we see that we have a living God who can do anything that we can gain courage, that he can help us through the worst of circumstances, and where we see impossibilities, nothing is impossible with our God. There is nothing our God cannot do. So we put out this series of things that he's doing in the world today with individual people, lives of people who trust in him, and biblical-style miracles, biblical-size miracles are taking place around the world that we never hear about.
Right.
So I'll put quite a few of these together, and in a series, I think we'll put about 32 of them together in a series of five DVDs, and they are available too upon request.
Wow. Let's get into your book. What issues do you want to cover today on how well you survive? Because we've talked about things like humidifiers, we've talked about power. And people have to be ready also that their power system needs to be EMP hardened. One of the companies we're going to probably bring on here is a company out of Texas that makes a hardened EMP-proof solar panel backup power system. And it literally, you can start powering your home and getting off the grid. I really believe people should start already thinking, well, how to get off the grid. The grid's not going to survive. The first phase of any war with any power, even a proxy company like a country like Iran or Venezuela or North Korea, is going to be attack our power grid. The first thing you're going to know we're at war is that your cell phone doesn't work and you can't pump gasoline and the street lights go out. That's what you're going to notice, isn't it?
Oh, yes, that's right. And so it's important to be out where you can survive without the power grid. And
right.
we can spend more time on that later too, Dr. Bill. I thought maybe today we would focus in on liquid life, water. There's a lot about water that most people take for granted, but they don't really know how to use it to advantage. And I think maybe we should spend some time on this one today.
Sounds good. Go ahead.
Now, it begins with a story. Back in 1979... after the revolutionary government took over Iran, various people were rounded up for execution. And one man, Dr. Feridun Batmanghelidze, was one of these. He was thrown into prison to await sentence.
Keep that thought. We'll be right back with Jonathan Gray. Website is beforeus.com, beforeus.com. Back in a moment.
It's a no-brainer.
Welcome back, and Jonathan, let's go over all the aspects of water. Of course, if you don't survive, you can survive only so many minutes with old oxygen, but water is a factor that a lot of people aren't aware of. If the power goes out, you don't have water, people are going to die pretty quickly just from water being shut off. And even though we have backup power to a lot of the water systems in the Western world, including New Zealand and Australia, they'll have to shut it down by the fourth day because they don't have backup power for sewage treatment. So the water is going to be literally tamped back because it'll back up sewage through everybody's homes that are in cities and towns across the Western world, because they don't have backup power for sewage treatment, do they?
No, that's right. Well, now, Dr. Bill, I was about to tell an interesting story which illustrates the importance. Back in 1979, when the Iranian government was overthrown, this doctor, among others, was rounded up for execution, and he was thrown into prison to await sentence. And late one night, a fellow prisoner was brought to him, suffering severe pain in the abdomen. Well, the doctor examined him and decided that the cause was an ulcer. But with no medicine available at the prison, the doctor was at wit's end as to how to treat his patient. And suddenly a thought came to him, and he advised the patient to drink 2 glasses of water, which was all that was available, water. And to his complete surprise, within a couple of minutes, it was that quickly, the man reported that he was feeling much better. So the doctor kept giving him doses of water every 20 minutes. And within 8 hours, with no medication, he was totally relieved of pain. Now, convinced that he had witnessed a miracle, the doctor began offering water to hundreds of prisoners around him who suffered various diseases. And he continued doing this for 2 years while he was in prison. And to the surprise of everyone, the diseases responded to this amazing and unusual treatment. And Dr. Batman Jellick gained a reputation in the prison as a miracle doctor. Well, 3 years later, in 1982, when his case came before the court, the charges against him were so serious that the death penalty was considered to be inevitable.
Really?
The judge asked him why he should not be sentenced to death, and the doctor, in response, presented the results of his work in the prison. And realizing that this research and its results could save the lives of millions all over the world, the judge, while condoning the charges that were raised against him, ordered the doctor to be freed.
Wow.
Now, this same doctor later escaped from Iran and went to the USA to further his medical research. And as we know, research is proving that water can not only keep a person healthy, but it can actually cure, control, and reduce all main diseases. Now, that's a big statement, but it's backed up with medical science.
Right.
And the time is coming when we may not have access to medical supplies. When the grid goes down, even hospitals are going to be in trouble. Not to worry. We're going to share today a bit more information that will be valuable to each person's life with no unpleasant side effects. Now, you could even use the air you breathe unless your lung tissues were constantly moist. You couldn't even couldn't breathe at all even without that. Evaporation of water through the skin is vital in regulating body temperature. And the juices which digest our food, our blood, and the elimination of waste through the kidneys all require water. Body tissues require specific amounts of water, not too much, not too little, of course, but if the amount of water varies much more than 20%, death can follow. So we should be careful to drink a little more water than we actually need, just to be sure that our body's needs are completely provided. And not worry about the excess, because it's quickly eliminated anyway through the kidneys.
Right.
Now, people often ask, and I'm sure you've been asked this, Dr. Bill, how much water per day do we need? The answer is enough pure water to keep our urine pale or clear. If your urine is a definite yellow colour, you need to increase your water intake. Now, some people say we need to drink 10 glasses of water daily for optimal body functioning. And this figure is based on the number of glasses of water that are excreted from the body during the day. It's been determined that the lungs excrete 2 glasses of water during a whole day. Urine excretes on average 5.5 glasses of water. The skin excretes 2 glasses of water, and the bowels half a glass. So you've got about 10 glasses of water there. Now, it's important to drink more water in warm weather, of course. And you're coming into warmer weather in the United States, hopefully. If you exercise vigorously in warm weather, you may lose as much as 9 litres at 20 pints of water a day just in perspiration. Now, we do get some water from our food, about 3 glasses a day. We get about 1.5 glasses of water through the processes in our body. So using this theory, the bare minimum glasses to drink would be 5.5, but this is not the best. If we want optimum functioning of body organs, we should drink 6 to 8 glasses a day on average.
Right, it has to be good quality water, too. It can't be water tainted by bromides, chloride, or things like coming. I had a question from the RO system here in Carlsbad, California, and the water is going to be coming from the Pacific, where Fukushima Daiichi is poisoning the waters of the Pacific Ocean, literally Chernobyl or Wormwood, if you want to call it.
Oh, that's wicked. Yeah. Now one point I was going to make, and I'll get into what you just suggested, Dr. Bill, about the quality of water, very important. If you drink water only when you're thirsty, you are already dehydrated. Water should be drunk on an empty stomach. It's an excellent idea to drink copious amounts of water immediately when you wake up every morning, say 3 or 4 glasses. We can train ourselves to do it, even throughout the day, even if we're not thirsty. It's just a matter of developing self-discipline. Now, I can look back on the time when I never used to drink water at all. Now, today, I look forward to it. You can get to enjoy it. And it's no ordeal at all, really. And it's painless. It doesn't hurt. It only takes a few seconds. Now, talking about the quality of water, as you mentioned, Dr. Bill, many think that clear water flowing in an open stream is pure.
Right.
But this is not always true.
Not at all.
Water may... After the break, we'll continue this.
Absolutely. Amazing discussion. Water is amazing. I have our Pure Water System water I drink here. I have a huge glass, 32 ounces, and I'll tell you, it makes all the difference in the world, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Back, and Jonathan, please continue. I think we talked about this basically back on yesterday with Bob Vineyard from Pure Water System. You want a really high quality system that'll give you enough drinking water and even whole home water, and you want to make sure that you realize that potable water is not easy to get. Gravity filtration will not be adequate. All the water's been basically poisoned to kill off the pathogens, but it doesn't kill off protozoa, fungi, and many viruses actually survive the so-called chlorination, bromination, fluoridation system. And they just wanted to kill off simple things like E. coli, which doesn't basically even tell you if you get chemotherapy or radiation treatment for cancer. Anywhere in America, do not drink the drinking water or you'll die of diarrhea from the pathogens in so-called potable water in every home in America. And some places always, almost always have Giardia lamblia or some other protozoan in the actual water supply. It's disgusting, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And don't just trust clear water flowing in an open stream. It's not always true. Water may be polluted, as you just said, by germs or poisons and still look clear. People who have been camping by a stream may have innocently polluted the water, so it carries disease-producing germs. Animals often contaminate streams, and after a flood, water may be contaminated. But to be clean and pure is to be effective. If the water has more impurities in it than your body normally has, then drinking will be detrimental. Now, some people are fortunate to have clean spring water from the mountains to drink, but many others are subjected to city water. And usually, as we've already mentioned, city water supplies have undergone processing in the city plants, and chemicals and additives have been put into the water. And I was going to suggest that it's often better to buy a reverse osmosis filter for consumable water or buy distilled water than to drink the city water in certain areas. And you just made a good suggestion, Dr. Bill, and I think that's worth following. Now, is it water? Here's a question that's often asked. Is it water or just liquid that we need? Now, a person says to me, they drink plenty of soft drinks and coffee. Isn't that good enough? Isn't there enough water in that? Well, water in its pure state makes no changes when taken into the body. It goes in, does its job, and is eliminated all in the same state. Now, that's not true of other drinks. Water taken in the form of colas and soft drinks or coffee and tea must first be filtered by the kidneys before it can be utilized in the body. And this taxes the kidneys, it concentrates the urine, the waste stagnates, and this can pave the way for disease. And apart from that, there are many chemicals in these drinks which do place a burden on the whole internal digestive system. And as delicious as fruit juices are, and as good as they might be, they should be taken in moderation because they're very concentrated fruit, some have been very high in sugar, and they're taxing on the kidneys. There's no substitute for pure, soft water. Now, just think about this. Would you wash your clothes in beer, sodas, coffee or tea, or even in fruit juice? And shouldn't you be much more concerned about the cleanliness inside your body than that of laundering your clothes?
Yeah, you're right.
Now, water's not supposed to taste like juice or coffee or tea. Water is water, and it's usually refreshing and rejuvenating, it's assuming it's clean. Perhaps a little lemon, if you don't like the non-taste. A little lemon or mint in a pitcher of cool water could make normal tap water quite pleasant to drink. But I just like to compare, I think this is an interesting exercise, and some facts we should find interesting if we compare water and Coke, for example, Dr. Bill. Now, 75% of Westerners are chronically dehydrated, and it's estimated that half the world's population is dehydrated. In 37%, the thirst mechanism is so weak it's mistaken for hunger. So when you think you're hungry, it's really your body crying out for water. Now, at midnight, when people often get hunger pangs, one glass of water will shut that down. Lack of water is also the number one trigger of daytime fatigue. And regarding joint pain, 80% of sufferers, it will ease back. Joint pain will ease back with 8 to 10 glasses a day. Now, a mere 2% drop in body water can trigger fuzzy short-term memory. It can trigger trouble with just doing basic maths, or difficulty focusing on the computer screen or on a printed page. And drinking 5 glasses of water daily. Now, this is interesting, because I had a friend not so long ago who died of colon cancer. If he had been drinking 5 glasses of water daily, his risk would have been reduced by 45% of dying of colon cancer.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. You can also slash the risk of breast cancer by 79%. You're less likely to develop bladder cancer by 50% chance. So it's an interesting question. Now, what about Coke? Well, in many states of the USA, the highway patrol, I understand, carries 2 gallons of Coke in the boot or in the trunk to remove blood from the highway after a car accident. Isn't that interesting? To clean a toilet, you pour a can of Coca-Cola into the toilet bowl and let the real thing sit for 1 hour, then flush it clean. The citric acid in the Coke removes the stains from the vitreous china. Now, to remove rust spots from chrome car bumpers, rub the bumper with a crumpled up piece of aluminium foil dipped in Coca-Cola. To clean a corrosion from car battery terminals, pour a can of Coca-Cola over the terminals to bubble away the corrosion. To loosen a rusted bolt, apply a cloth soaked in Coca-Cola to the rusted bolt for several minutes. To remove grease from clothes, empty a can of Coke into the load of greasy clothes, add detergent, and run through a regular cycle. Coca-Cola will help loosen the grease stains. It will also clean road haze from your windshield. Now, an active ingredient in Coke is phosphoric acid, and this will dissolve a nail. Phosphoric acid in Coke will dissolve a nail in about 4 days.
Wow.
It also leaches calcium out of the bones, and Coke is a major contributor to the increase of osteoporosis. Now, to carry Coca-Cola syrup, that's the concentrate, the commercial trucks must use a hazardous material place card reserved for highly corrosive materials. The distributors of Coke have been using it to clean the engines of the trucks for 20 years. Now, my question then, would you like a glass of water or a glass of Coke?
That's pretty straightforward, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah. I mentioned a few minutes earlier, one reason we sometimes feel hungry, I'll just throw it in again for what it's worth. Often when we think we are feeling hunger pangs, it's only water that the body is crying out for. The body is not really hungry at all, it's just thirsty. Just try it. Drink a glass or two when you feel hungry and just see how your hunger vanishes.
Great.
Now,
by the way, I want to mention one other thing. One of the biggest things in heart disease and cancer is blood viscosity, and a lot of it's just dehydration. And increased blood viscosity drives up cytokine levels, both causing stealth pathogens and toxins to accumulate, but also to precipitate plaque and heart attacks and stroke. So dehydration is a major factor, isn't it?
Oh, yes, Dr. Bill, it certainly is.
Amazing. Back in a moment with Jonathan Gray, BeforeUs.com. Will you survive? We're talking about water today. Back in a moment. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. Welcome back. So, Jonathan, let's continue. I believe people should prep now. I think they need to do a little every day. You can have both prep up our home, which we're doing, and we're also trying to set up, help people, whether it's here in this country or other countries, to set up what we call prepper survival Christian communities. If you're not like-minded spiritually, don't try to survive physically. You're going to die, killing each other. It'll be like the Lord of the Flies. Please continue.
Yes, that's a very, very important statement you just made. Now, a question has been asked, is it all right to drink water with meals? Now, it is nice to have a cold drink after a meal. However, the cold water will solidify the oily stuff you've just been eating. It will slow down the digestion, and once the sludge reacts with the acid, it will break down and be absorbed by the intestine faster than the solid food. And it will line the intestine, and very soon this can turn into fats and lead to cancer. It's better to drink hot, but not very hot, soup or warm water a little while after a meal. We could note that it is all right to drink a little while before or after a meal, but at mealtime, too much drinking of any sort should be avoided, especially drinks which are very hot or very cold. Now, water drunk with meals diminishes the flow of the salivary glands, and the colder the water, the greater injury to the stomach. Just worth mentioning. Now, to improve health and alleviate disease, next time we're having trouble concentrating, why don't we sip a large glass of water, not too hot, not too cold, and you'll soon feel refreshed and revitalized. You know, just like a withered pot plant begins to revive again once it's watered. Now, when students have been encouraged to drink water frequently, teachers have found behavior improves and learning and work levels increase. Patients in geriatric and psychiatric hospitals have also improved dramatically when encouraged to frequently drink water. And the patient's memories improved, and they were calmer and more cooperative. People who drink too little water can suffer from ailments as serious as kidney disease, circulatory disease, and as annoying as constipation, headaches, fatigue, arthritis, colds, nausea, and so on. And in times of illness, a good intake of water aids a quicker recovery. People suffering from colds, fever, infections, viruses will be greatly helped if they increase the water intake. Now, I have a very successful doctor friend who reports that hay fever and allergies are being cured by simple pure water. I found that rather interesting. And he suggested that if something is making you sneeze your head off, just go and drink a large quantity of water. Lack of water in your system causes a build-up of histamines. And other
cytokines, you're right. You drink enough water, your blood viscosity drops, your cytokine levels drop, your body flushes out the free radicals through your kidneys and your bowel.
Isn't that wonderful? Okay, now the average doctor or chemist, with all due respect, Dr. Bill, I know you are very different from the majority, but the average doctor or chemist won't tell you these sorts of things because either they don't know, or even if they did, they don't want to have any money to make out of it.
It's bad for business.
Yeah. and Big Pharma will not like it either, so you must go and buy antihistamine tablets. And $40 later, you're still sneezing your head off.
Oh, my. Yeah.
So water is the best antihistamine there is. In fact, it's the only one. Drink plenty of it, first thing in the morning, then many times during each day. And even if you're well, do it anyway, and you'll stay well longer. You know that my wife and I, we haven't had a sick day or even a cold or anything for goodness knows how many years. And I think water has been a good factor in helping that.
Right.
You can use water to prevent and reverse premature aging, to eliminate pains like heartburn, back pain, arthritis, colitis pain, anginal pain, migraine headaches, and this is something which is amazing because I'm getting testimonials like this, as maybe you are, Doctor, cure asthma in a few days, naturally and forever with water, cure hypertension without diuretics and other medication. Lose weight effortlessly without strict dieting. A Japanese medical society has found water treatment to be 100% successful in the treatment of, well, I've got a list of about 25 diseases here, and water actually is 100% successful in treating them. Amazing. Wow.
It is, isn't
no
it?
Matter, yeah, no matter what disease you like to mention, it can be on the list. Now, how do we do it? Let's be practical. As you wake up in the morning, before doing anything else, drink 4 glasses of water. Then do not drink anything, say for half an hour or 45 minutes. Then you can eat as normal. Then after breakfast, lunch and dinner, don't eat or drink anything for 2 more hours. Those who are old or sick and unable to drink 4 glasses of water at the start of the day may perhaps just start by taking a little bit and gradually increasing it until it reaches 4 glasses. And this procedure definitely is curing diseases. And people who are already healthy can continue to be healthy and enjoy a wonderful life without sickness. Well, we could keep going on. But how many days treatment required to either cure, control, or reduce common disease? High blood pressure, we're talking about water only here. High blood pressure, 30 days. Gastric, 10 days. Diabetes, 30 days. Constipation, 10 days. Cancer, 180 days. TB, 90 days. And if arthritis patients would follow this treatment only for 3 days in the first week, then daily from the second week onwards, they will have wonderful results with no side effects. But at first, you may have to urinate a few times more than you're used to, but once you're well, it's better to continue and make this a routine procedure in the life. I just think that's practical, wonderful information to share and think about.
Now the water is going to become another commodity, like food. In the future, things like gold and carrot bars, cash, etc., are really good. But food and water are going to be the currency of the future, aren't they? But
yes,
things get rough.
When if there's no money at all, you can survive following food and water on your own without the grid. You can survive and be healthy and happy. Water on the I'm talking about bathing for a few minutes. Water on the outside of the body, as in bathing, has untold value also. And look what it can do. It frees the skin from the accumulation of impurities, helping the skin breathe. It equalizes the circulation of the blood throughout the body. It fortifies against cold limbs because you get improved blood circulation. It makes perspiration more free and easy. It soothes the nerves. That's if the water is warm and neutral in temperature. It relieves the brain. Now, the suggestion for that would be before bed or on waking in the morning, just rub the body after the bath until it's in a glow. And this brings the blood to the surface and relieves the brain. And if bathing is practiced, the body and mind are both invigorated. Bathing also helps the bowels, the stomach, the liver, gives energy and new life to each. It helps better digestion. It will relieve insomnia. It will relieve pain of sprains and injuries. It will ease hot, burning fevers in the body in time of sickness. And so when taking a hot or a warm bath or shower, it's best to finish with a cool one. To close the pores of the skin and avoid catching a chill.
Amazing. As I say, prep now, don't suffer later. And again, it's all in this book, Will You Survive? BeforeUs.com. Thank you, Jonathan. Back tomorrow. It's Thursday, believe it or not. Back and talking about our NutriMeds. Do get all of your wellness product nutraceuticals from NutriMedical.com. It's our ministry. It supports what we do in every aspect. If you want to get the best care possible, take our NutriMeds with our protocols. Your email answers and protocols are free. Dr. Bill Deagle, MD at Gmail, drbilldeagle@hotmail.com. And if you want it hidden, just go to the contact us at NutriMedical.com and it'll come up on our Friday firing line show. Tomorrow we're going to have Deborah Tavares back for another amazing follow-up. Friday firing line, Harley Schlanger in Germany, and Gary Richard Arnold on the plans of the global deep state.
with uncertainty.